For many believed through the signs and wonders that was wrought in the days that I sent the apostles out. And why would you think things would be different now? For those who can rise to the occasion and operate in the fullness of my spirit, for signs and wonders wasn't meant to be locked up behind four walls. Signs and wonders were meant to be back and put on public display that they may see and know that I live. This is the kind of revival you'll see in the last day. And my plan, which is being prayed out by you in the Spirit, is for exactly these kind of things to happen. For you'll see, part of Tulsa's revival was, I heard about another miracle over here. Yeah, well, I heard about one over there. Yeah, this happened downtown and about 600 cars saw it. Anyway, he told me just to blurt that part out. That wasn't a word for word thing. For the devil's built a case up against me. This case he's built up has to do with seeing, hearing, and feeling. For the generation gives itself over to this in the wrong way. But because we have to see, hear, or feel, it's hard for us to move forward. But I'd say this to you. The signs and wonders that I wrought, the mind will say, this is impossible. What do you think will cause the salvations of the sinners to rise to all-time highs? It'll be because of the things they cannot understand to people whom they know. For those who could never walk, and those who were born blind, and for those who had diseases that caused them not to be even aware. Oh, I desire these things. You see, you can do all that you can do in your advertising campaigns, and I can come on the scene and a whole town will show up within 3 or 4 days. So be strong and continue in the right direction. Did I not say these signs will follow them that believe? They'll lay hands on the sick will recover, speak with new tongues, and cast devils out.